Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2006. My name is Frank Allen. And Debatatorium 2006, as you know, is our wonderful debate program in which we debate...
Enough talk! Bring forth the roast!
Hold on. We'll debate important issues of the day so that you don't have to worry about them anymore, you the listener.
That is.
And we're debating here from the Debatatorium, where there's a live studio audience, which we've asked to be respectfully quiet. So, all right. Let me introduce our two wonderful... This is at the last... debate of the first round of our tournament. And let me introduce the last two debaters. Debater number one, why don't you introduce yourself, please?
This is Desmond McGonagall.
Please, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a traveler of sorts. I have backpacked across the Alps of Europe and broken many legs.
Welcome. That will probably help you in debating, I'm sure, in some way. And of course, debater number two.
I am Croc of the Hill People. I have broken legs, arms, lives, spirits, bathed in the bloods of my adversaries. I am trained in all forms of combat. This victory will be assured to me. I am also here to collect tribute.
Well, you do. You know that this isn't a... it's not a fight show, it's a debate show.
Yes, debate is the most brutal form of combat of my people.
Okay,
it will be an epic victory. That is why I have brought my lucky sword.
Now, of course, this debate is going to be about something that they've been debating in the United States for some time. I figured we better put this to bed. This is going to be on whether or not the United States as a nation should respect the United Nations, whether or not the United Nations is a useful organization. And as we all know, Mr. McGonagall here believes that it is not useful to us. Whereas Mr. What was your name again, sir?
I am Kraltar of the Hill People!
Mr. Kraltar here.
Show me respect! Kneel before me!
Mr. Kraltar believes that the United Nations
You are not kneeling!
I'm not gonna kneel, but I have to stand
Bring
here-
Bring me my axe!
I have to stand here at the podium. He believes that the United Nations is, of course, a useful organization for the United States. So, Mr. McGonagall, why don't you go right ahead and tell us why the United States should not respect the United Nations?
Well, you see, it's very simple. The United States, in and of itself, is a country founded upon a form of government unknown to this world. It's one unique in its ways, and therefore cannot be governed within a system in which the world hosts such different points of views, if you understand my meaning.
Now, the United States is a government that has never heard of before?
It is a government very unique in itself, is what I say.
Because of the democracy?
And it's a unique form of democracy, yes.
What's so unique about it?
Well, you see, it was formed by slaves.
Slaves
and outcasts.
I think, wasn't that, are you sure?
Yes. I demand my time to speak!
Well, you'll get your time. You get to go second. He goes first, then you go second. Now, wait, okay, I just have another question. I don't understand. Isn't the United Nations democratic?
No.
Okay, Mr. Kraltar.
That was the worst insult I have ever heard. This is how you insult an opponent. You're weak, pitiful. I shall rip you asunder and drink your blood, then bathe in the tears of your women. For centuries, the babes of your tribe shall sing the name of Kraltar, scourge of the earth.
Now, I don't think
the rules. Woo!
I don't think he actually insulted you at all.
I will kill you, Frank Allen.
No. You can't kill Frank Allen. He's the host. You'd lose the debate by default. That's in the
box. I have won this debate. I am clearly the strongest warrior. Are you all so cowardly you will fight me with nothing more than words? Look at my swords and bulging muscles. Face me, I say.
But what's so good about the United Nations? I don't understand.
You are weak and pathetic. I too shall bathe in the tears of your women.
You too? Who else bathes in the tears of my women?
He did! Yeah, you! Detroit rules!
Now, interestingly enough, we do have an expert, I believe, who wants to comment on, I think, the United Nations, correct?
Hello, my name is Smoltax. I'm a peasant from the land of the blind, bordering his kingdom, and I, as a form of tribute, I have to call in and back up his argument on this radio show. And I got
Yes, or I will slay you!
Please don't. But I have to say that the United Nations is a responsible international force that does an excellent job, an unbiased job, and represents all nations of the world, including those that are weak, such as ours, and those that are strong.
I crush the weak!
Well, that's a good point. Now, he does crush the weak, so if the United Nations is so good, why aren't they saving you from him?
Because he'll kill me if I don't call in and agree with him.
You are not to say that! Die!
But I'm on the phone, sir.
I am slaying the phone! Die, techno demon!
That's interesting. Mr. McGonagall, do you have any comments on this issue?
I believe my point has been proven.
That's possible. That's possible. We do have another caller on a different phone, thankfully, who is another expert.
Yes.
Hold on.
I speak on Thon. I am Georgios Preklos, the president of Independent Nation of Shistobekistan. And I need to speak about United Nations, point about them. Because United Nations is, make point about countries all together to nation state. So is entirely, limit of state nation, entirely government. So United Nations government meeting, entirely delegates, you see?
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying, but I don't know what it means.
Millions will die by my hand. No, all will know my might.
You go New York, United, Geneva. Geneva, all the delegates, Kofi Annan, speak.
All the delegates are Kofi Annan?
No.
Your babbling fool cannot save you from my wrath.
No.
Kraltar is not amused.
No. Is speaking to the tongue. All the speaker, the United meeting in the Torium.
Which,
Fidel speak.
Castro?
And yes, Fidel speak. And then Bush speak. And then Putin speak, but no.
Okay, maybe I get this.
Vixens, glisten my muscles, for I am about to slay.
But is no look a place where not place. But
okay, now hold on.
Border.
I think, Mr. McGonagall, he might be supporting you.
Yes, he's actually just proven my entire point.
McGonagall of a speech of not Shistobek, but a chair of the fall.
Now that's very...
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
I will place both of your heads on pikes before my war chariots. Rend your women between two trees. Pillage our cities and burn all effigies that stand there.
What is pillage?
It means, like
it's
rob
when I
and
take
loot.
All the gold from you.
I mean, it's
gold.
When I take all the gold from you.
Gold, no, gold, all of the country bank treasure, no,
okay.
Gold.
Okay,
it belongs to me.
That gold is actually in the hands of the United Nations at this time. That is why I believe the United Nations is useless.
Rich is rich money wallet rich.
Now, okay, are you saying that you don't like the United Nations because they're rich?
Not saying, but look at United Nations, look at United Meeting, but no small of peoples of world nation speak together, but small is united, not to nation Geneva.
I think, Mr. Kraltar, he might be on your side.
With one swipe of my axe, I have decimated tribes of people. There are nations that no longer exist before the scourge that is me. I am undefeated!
I would respectfully ask that Mr. Kraltar stop intimidating the audience.
I think, is not small to not longer exist, but Shistobek proud!
That's very...
When will this fight begin, Frank Allen?
Hold on.
Impenetrable glass box.
Okay, this is a fight of words. Like I said, it's a debate.
Words like United Nations speak,
yes.
Delegate.
I will fight with my words of axe and sword.
No, those are what you call the weapons, but you can only use words, not weapons. Hold on, now we have...
Words, come here. Kill them.
No dogs allowed, no dogs allowed. But we do have... One more expert who did want to comment, I think, before we get to our closing arguments.
Yes. I'm Captain Astounding, Earth's Mightiest Defender.
Welcome, Captain.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here, Frank.
Now, please.
Kraltar is the mightiest!
Well, yes, on the Earth. I'm kind of above it, facing away, so that when threats come, I will see them coming.
Kraltar will not stand for your omnipresent condescension!
Please, have a seat, Kraltar. Have a seat. It's not a problem. Why don't you tell us which side of this debate you're on, Captain?
I must admit that both sides have their points. On the one hand...
I am covered with points! Blood-encrusted points!
On the one hand, Mr. McGonagall does seem to imply that the United Nations and the United States have mutually exclusive goals. On the other hand, Kraltar, should he lose, will surely unleash a wave of destruction that would take me minutes, perhaps half an hour, to stop. That would be really inconvenient for me, and so I am not sure immediately which side I can come down on in this.
Okay, well, Cap...
My wave of destruction will take many halves of hours and minutes, maybe a day. You are not ready for the unchallenged might of Kraltar!
Captain.
Could I again ask that Kraltar stop intimidating our callers?
Vixens! Glisten my muscles!
Okay. Captain?
Yes, Frank?
The truth of the matter is, I didn't really care what you thought about it. I brought you here because I haven't decided whether Kraltar wins or not.
Ah, I see.
So...
Please, let me stand on top of your impenetrable glass box and prepare to defend you against his wrath.
We do have...
Superhero day to defend country, all the world of danger, danger!
Look, Sandbox Tyrant.
Sand Tyrant!
I don't have time for your individual sovereignty. I'm defending all of Earth, all of it against the Starkon. When was the last time you were able to defend me against the Starkon?
Yours, Starkon, what is? I am art of part.
Hey, can I ask something off topic for a second?
Yes, please.
What the hell is he talking about?
No.
I've not understood a word.
It's all right. He was just an expert. I think he was supporting...
Yes, he was.
Okay. Now, we do have to go to our closing arguments. Captain, if you could grab the chains from the back just in case.
Yes, certainly.
Mr. McGonagall, you get to make your closing arguments first. Wrap it all up. Show us why you are right.
Well, you see, with the addition of Captain's words... I think you can understand where America is indeed separate from the United Nations. Let's be honest, the United Nations is pussy-whipped by the United States.
What do you mean by that?
They are weak. And so, if Kraltar will accept, I wish for him to destroy the United Nations.
Now that's interesting. However, him accepting that deal would make him wrong. Let's see if he accepts being wrong.
I will take your songs of joy and happiness and transform them into a dirge of misery. All shall ground beneath my heel. I shall cut a swath of destruction across this land that will echo forth throughout the halls of time. When all cry, they will see my face, for I am Kraltar, the destroyer of worlds! Think I popped a blood vessel.
So you'll destroy the UN then?
Well, I think that was a no, actually. I think that was a destroy you and everyone.
Getting dizzy!
Interesting. So did you want to add anything about the United Nations?
Someone help!
He looks a little dizzy. Captain, why don't you help him?
That sounds like something I can do. Here, let me use my MD in medicine to help you there.
Yes, come closer. Onto my sword!
Knives! My one weakness!
Kraltar is also a master strategist. None are better!
He has both said it and sprayed it. I am doomed.
Unfortunately, with the death of Captain Astounding, Kraltar does win.
Of course Kraltar wins! I am the mightiest warrior. Now let us commence the ancient form of debate.
We just finished the debate. You won.
Yes, the debate must begin. Bring me my debating axe.
You know what? I think your debating axe is in San Francisco, so you might want to go grab it.
Wenches!
Is there a hospital nearby or something?
Silence! I am stabbing you!
Alright, so...
My one weakness again!
Alright, so that does mean that, of course, the United Nations is very, very useful to the United States.
Commence the debate!
Which does solve that once and for all. This has been a pretty interesting debate with a lot of good points made on both sides.
Pray to your gods, McGonagall!
And, that seems like that.
Now you must die, Frank Allen!
No, I'm not gonna die.
Impenetrable glass, no!
Thank you. I do like that, impenetrable glass. However, as I said, this is the end of the show. Debatatorium 2006 will reach its second round, in which the winners of the last five debates will come back, along with one wild card, starting next episode. Why don't you come back and listen to it? Thank you. Good night.